140,000 SUNY students must test negative for coronavirus to leave for Thanksgiving. By Tom Sikata on November 24, 2020. 140,000 students in the State University of New York, SUNY, system will be required to test negative for coronavirus before they leave campus for Thanksgiving break. Students will self-administer a saliva swab diagnostic test as part of the university's efforts to mitigate the spread of the virus. According to a report by ABC News, about 140,000 students enrolled in the SUNY system will be required to test negative for coronavirus before they are permitted to return home for the Thanksgiving holiday. In a statement to ABC News, SUNY Chancellor Jim Malhotra said that the policy was adopted to ensure that students don't spread the virus to their families. Many students won't return to campus until January as the university system plans to hold its winter session remotely. The health expert said you need to wind down your semester after Thanksgiving break and then go all remote because you don't want people traveling back and forth in the cold months, SUNY Chancellor Jim Malhotra said. We don't want to send our students home, possibly infected. Malhotra claims that the SUNY system has been one of the most aggressive in the nation in terms of their response to the coronavirus pandemic. I felt that we needed to bring a little more rigor to the process and more uniformity to the process, Malhotra continued. Every campus dealt with infractions against their codes of conduct differently. But what you saw there was an uneven application was leading to bad results on some of our campuses. Breitbart News reported in August 2019 that a professor at SUNY Brockport had argued that the dairy industry's milk production process involved the rape and sexual assault of cows. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.